Day 7 in the Caffeine Brothers house.
So it's day 7 of me not drinking anything caffeine related. I went to the doctor's probably about 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago. I met this lovely black lady who told me, actually she wasn't Trinidad, from Trinidad or African. She was somewhere in between. She was lovely. And she basically said to me that I needed to remove all the uppers and be a bit more mindful and a little bit more relaxed. And so she told me that I should go away and take out all the caffeine products in my life. And so for the last 7 days, I've been doing that. And there's definitely been a change in things going on in my psyche and in my physicality. I've had a change in colour in my stools. Now, that's not something that you say and publish on the internet every day. And also, I've had sweats and I've had cramps and I've had all kinds of weird physiology kind of weirdnesses that I would never normally have. Almost flu-like. And I kind of worked out that I've not ever stopped drinking coffee for probably more than a week. Probably more than a few days, should I say. Never a week. I've always been away somewhere and had coffee within that week for the last 23 years. And I've never, what was really interesting about this caffeine journey so far was that I've never had to give anything up. I've never had to give up a thing that would bother me or affect me. And I definitely seem a little bit more focused and a little less scattergun. Or the end scene in Ghostbusters where they're shooting those rays all over the place and not actually hitting anything very well. I feel a little bit more sorted. So I just wanted to put an update out there that if you're feeling a little bit all over the place and misguided, maybe cut something out and just see what it feels like for a while. Bye-bye.